proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Over the past few programs, we've been looking at Bible geography by taking a land tour of Israel, visiting places both past and present. Now, last time, we traveled around the area of the Dead Sea to the Jordan River, and then to the ancient city of Jericho, the city of the palm trees that Joshua conquered. From there, we visited the Inn of the Good Samaritan, then on to the fortress called the Herodium. Before we ascended up to Jerusalem, we visited the little town of Bethlehem, where we saw the tomb of Rachel, as well as visit to the manger square, where traditionally Jesus was born. We finished our day by standing on the Mount of Olives, where we have a majestic view of the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a special city that means city of peace or to see peace. Now, one could spend a whole month touring the city and not even begin to reach the depth of learning about the city. But today, I would like to take a look about how Jerusalem sits in this location and why this is so important. The book of Psalms says in Psalm 125, verse 2, the Bible reads, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever." This paints for us an important picture for us as we understand the layout of the city of Jerusalem. The basic idea of this passage is that the Lord will secure this city and its inhabitants by keeping his covenant. Isaiah 54 reminds us that even if the hills are removed, God's promises and covenant will remain. This is a wonderful promise of true peace. Now, the image of the mountains around Jerusalem is not just a mere example, but is a physical reality as well. Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains. So let's look at five of these mountains in particular. Each of these mountains has special meaning and amazing history behind them. Each mountain provides a different and unique angle in regards to the history of Jerusalem. So let's start where we are, the Mount of Olives. You will notice that there is a Jewish cemetery right there in front of us. You can also see that we are in an Arab neighborhood. The Jewish cemetery has been here since the time of Jesus and even earlier. The reason is that they hope that the dead will rise here when the Messiah returns. Interestingly enough, Jesus, the Messiah, ascended into heaven from this very place and one day will return in like manner according to Acts chapter 1. Now let's head a little north of here to Mount Scopus. This mountain is not recorded in the Bible but has a very interesting history behind it. You see, this is where Titus, the Roman general, encamped during the fall of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD when the temple was destroyed. Well, today, the Hebrew University rests with a commanding view over the old city. Now, we turn our attention to Mount Zion by looking south. Psalm 48 verses 1 and 2 reads, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king." Here is where King David is traditionally buried, and where the upper room of the Last Supper is as well. Next, we look at Mount Moriah, where the Temple Mount is today. This is the spot where Abraham tried to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice until the angel stopped him. Now, last of all, we look at Mount Calvary, where our Lord was crucified. Each mountain in Jerusalem tells a story of God's judgment, mercy, and redemption with a hopeful look to the future. Now, truly, the mountains around Jerusalem puts an image of our mind concerning the places that we've only read about in the Bible. It definitely is a favorite of mine as well as for many visitors to the Holy Land, and I hope for you as well. Now, from ancient history to the current people and future events, there's something to learn and appreciate here at every turn. Now, I invite you to join us in future programs as we will visit the gates of the old city of Jerusalem in our tour of Bible geography in the land of Israel. And I know you won't be disappointed, and so I invite you to come along and invite a friend as well. Now, perhaps you're interested in going to Israel. Maybe you've been before, you'd like to go back, or maybe this has been on your wish list for a while. Now's the time to go. I invite you to come with us at IBJM. And as we have our annual tour of Israel, just contact us here for more information. Just go to IBJM.org. And as we close this program, let's be reminded of the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.